Welcome to the Life Hacks for Entrepreneurs podcast, where we share practical life hacks, shortcuts, designed to shape your best life and business in the least amount of time. I'm your host, David Ubita. Life Hacks for Entrepreneurs starts right now. Hey, welcome back to the Life Hacks for Entrepreneurs podcast, where we share practical life hacks or shortcuts to shape your best life and business in the least amount of time with your host, loss mitigation executive, entrepreneur, and nationally featured author and speaker, David Ubita. In this episode, we chat with Frank Montreux, a multi-million dollar producing real estate broker, entrepreneur, and mindset guru. We'll discuss his secret behind building a real estate empire that closes over 300 transactions per year. You won't want to miss this episode. We'll dive into his story when we return.
Frank Montreux, welcome to the show. How are you?
Fantastic. How you doing, David?
Dude, it's good to hear from you, and I wanted to have you on the call because you're one of the most uplifting guys that I know. In fact, I follow your post, and many a time have been inspired by them, so I wanted to personally thank you for that.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Thank you. Glad to hear that. It's always it always energizes me when I hear that I help others.
Yeah, same here. It's very rewarding. In fact, all the hours that we put in, it makes it worth it, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, most of the time when you hear from people, they're it's something negative. So it's always nice to hear somebody call up and shoot out a an affirmation or something positive back at you. So it's always always a good thing.
You know, over the years, we've had several conversations, and one of the things that I've known to be very consistent about you is your commitment to having things really in place between the ears, right? Like the mindset piece. And having your mindset in place, right?
Yeah, that's the foundation, brother. I mean, if you don't have that, you're going to fail. This isn't a suggestion. Like I always tell my kids, boys, this is not a suggestion. It's a requirement. And I always talk about, everything is a head game. It's a mindset. It all starts there. That's the foundation, David. I truly believe that you can be consistently great over time if you control your mind.
Yeah, I agree 100%. So before we dive in further with our conversation, would you just share with our audience really quickly a little bit about what you do, Frank? The 3 minute or the 30 second elevator speech, if you will.
Sure. Okay. So yeah, I've been in real estate for 35 years and I'm a broker. I work, specialize working with investors. So in a nutshell, we help them. My team helps them find, wholesale properties, dilapidated properties. We help them hook up with a contractor, and we help them with their exit strategy. Or some of them, look to rent, so we help them with there's people that buy hold, and those guys we help with the rental. We hook them up with a manager, property manager, and all that jazz. So, yeah, basically that's what I do. Just under $70 million a year. We do about 350 flips a year, so it's about what we do. So yeah, my goal is to help others, everything I do, David, even in my business world, it all boils around providing excessive value. And a third of my clients, David, are realtors. So, you have to scratch your head. Why would a realtor give another realtor his business? You know, it's because I provide value that they either don't want to or they can't.
Hmm. That's amazing. Let's talk a little bit about, first and foremost, I'm just so proud of you and what you've been able to do to scale your business. And I know firsthand that you're one of the most giving people out there. So the fact that other people are giving you business or referring business your way, what they probably don't know is how much or how generous you are with your time and generous with your resources to be able to attract that kind of blessing in return, as they say.
Well, absolutely. I mean, if it boils down to just, you know, you getting money, and I just wouldn't be motivated, man. I just love helping others. Well, even if it's getting involved in the community or giving a donation or you know, volunteering my time to help kids. I've done everything from A to Z over the years, you know, from sweeping floors to sitting on like a board at Big Brothers Big Sisters of Will County. So I've done everything from behind the scenes to the place where we're making major decisions affecting kids' lives. So yeah, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about I believe I'm here to help others. You know, but I got to get myself right so that I can be effective, and that's why we work on the mind kind of 24/7.
That is probably the most important statement I've heard all day, and that is with our type of personalities where we want to help people. I think the biggest challenge is helping people refocus and eliminate the need to save the world when the person you need to be focused on right now is yourself, and get clear and get the mindset situation right. And it doesn't mean that everything has to be perfect in your life. I mean, there's no such thing as having everything in place in your life, but there is such thing as being committed to really impacting the way you show up in the midst of those things, wouldn't you say?
Well, you have to, you know, you have to be continually working on yourself because there is just way, way, way too much to learn in this world, and it's ever changing. So I've seen people that have been very successful, and they let their ego drive the bus for them. And the problem is when the market shifts, which it does on a pretty regular basis, then, you know, if you don't change your business model to conform with the shift, you're going to lose everything. And I've seen so many people, and I've counseled investors and giving them a roadmap on what they need to do to change, and they refuse to do it. And I've seen people lose everything, lose their business, their family, everything. So the key to understand is, I mean, one of the concepts that I drill on my kids is sustainable. You never know everything. And humility is a gift from God. And so I embrace humility. Don't get me wrong. I believe that I can, I believe that I'm Superman. I believe I can fly. I can, you know, and I'm talking figuratively. I believe I can create, that I'm here. I believe God has given me the tools to be great, to do great things. So I'm not going to sell myself short because I'm selling God short when I do that. However, I also know that I will never, ever know everything. But I do know this, I will beat you to a drum. I will outwork you. My goal, I came from a blue-collar background. My dad was a factory worker, and he worked his way up in the middle management for Pratt & Whitney Airlines. And what I saw, I saw integrity, and I saw hard work at a level that is unreal. And so that's what's in my blood. I mean, you don't have to teach me ethics. You don't have to teach me hard work. I mean, it's inside, man. Once I wake up, baby, those switches are on, and they're stuck on. there's nothing. But yeah, you know, you definitely have to be working on yourself 24/7. I mean, I honestly, when you look at even the billionaires, they're constantly learning and constantly growing. you know, you look at the Mark Cubans, you know, anybody in that lane, Mark Cuban's got a quote out there, and I don't know the exact quote, but something where it says he works like someone is behind him trying to take everything away from him 24/7. So that's the other thing that, you know, and I told this to my team the other day. I said, if you want to walk out this room and be a just motivated 24/7, you have to create a sense of urgency. And that's the beauty of it. When people, you see all the suicide, all this stuff, that just doesn't happen by accident. You know, we feed our minds, and what we feed our minds with is what happens in our lives. I take an extreme ownership in this world. I'm responsible for everything. So if something fails, I'm responsible. When I have that mindset, David, I can fix it. Now, when I say, hey, you know, I don't like the way this deal went, some real estate deal went, because such and such screwed up. The good news is, or the bad news in that situation, is I shift the power to the other person. Whereas if I say, hey, this deal fell apart because such and such, you know, did this, however, that's my fault. And I'll say it's my fault because I wasn't paying attention, or I should have anticipated, you know, and so now I can change. Because it's my fault, I'm able to fix it. And that's what I like. I mean, extreme ownership, a sense of urgency, man, if you carry those weapons in your pocket, you are going to be one, I don't think I can swear bad, you know what I'm going to say, but you're going to be very, very powerful in this world, and you're going to accomplish a lot, and you will on a regular basis. Because if you have a sense of urgency, David, I study, you know, I'm always reading, studying, and meditating, and I thought to myself, when is some person always motivated? And I thought, you know, and here I'm like driving and I'm thinking about it. And I saw, I saw some person run across the street in front of me, and I had to slam on my brakes. And I thought, you know what? I thought about myself. Whenever I've walked down the street and I saw a speeding car come, I don't have to think about it. My instinct is to get out of the way as fast as possible, because I have that preservation built inside of me. I have that autopilot sense of urgency to move. And if we can create that autopilot within ourselves, to have this sense of urgency, when I get up, I am here to change the world. I am here to help others. I am here to make a difference. I'm here to be great today because God made me great. God doesn't make junk. God makes great things. God made me. God made you. We're here to be great. When I wake myself up every day and stay focused in that mindset, great things happen. There's no shortcut. You know, you let all these people, hey, I want to buy this fancy phone, this $1,500 phone, and this, you know, $4,000 computer, and this program. No. The foundation is hard work and is mindset. You got attitude and work ethic. That is what, and you gotta make smart moves, obviously, you know, to do, you know, but that all comes with you is with the mindset, with learning and accepting, you know, and understanding that, you know, you're going to make mistakes along the way. You're going to fall down. You get up, you keep going. That's attitude, man. It all goes back to two things, you know, and then you can always say, really, it all goes back to the attitude, you know, but I just include hard work down there because there's so many people in this world that are so freaking lazy and just kind of, they want to just get by, and they just want to, who's just enough to get their paycheck. It just drives me crazy, man. I can't sit in a room with a person like that. I just can't. I've always been wired to work hard because, well, I watched my dad, and I got my my vision of what I'm supposed to be like, and because my dad has always been my best friend. So yeah, I mean, really, it all ticks back down to mindset. But you know, I just have a chip on my shoulder over this hard work, because I just see so many people around me that just don't want to work, man. You know, it's crazy. But really, you know, really, it really goes back to mindset. So the mindset will get you to work hard. But you know,
let's talk about one thing in that area, because I know that, you know, I hear the term hard work all the time, and then I look at all these people who are working 60 hours, 70 hours, doing something that they hate, right? Like maybe they're in the mines or they're, you know, mechanics or whatever the case is, and they don't seem to move any further. So then my question is, hard work, define it. Like, at what?
Yes,
for example, if I want bigger arms in the gym, but I work my legs really hard, what's the point?
Right. Right, exactly. So, yeah, hard work and smart work. So, good point. So, first of all, you have to define your purpose. Why are you here? What I always tell people, too, and I've got my kid that already did this test, my senior in high school, is I always tell everybody, if you're serious about this, take the DISC, D-I-S-C, personality test. Find out what you are. You're wired differently, David, than I am. I'm wired different. We're all wired differently. But there's certain jobs that you are wired for that you're going to excel at and you're not going to excel at. And true with everybody. So if you're going to be doing, like, here's a perfect example. So I was in high school and college exceptional in math and science and all that jazz. And my dad wanted me to be a doctor. I just didn't want to be a doctor. I just don't want to be around sick people. I don't know. You know, I just met people. So, hey, what are you going to do? I like the money that they, you know, made. I just didn't want to be around sick people. You know, I was kind of my angle. So, okay. So then I'm like, well, I'm really good at math. And then I get some friends that are accountants, and I'm like, I'll be an accountant. You know, they make over 100 grand a year. You know, I work for, at the time, a big eight accounting firm. I got in there. I hated it. I was in there for like 3 years with Arthur Anderson. I was miserable. And the company was phenomenal. I had nothing negative to say about Arthur. They treated me like gold. Here's the problem. I took a personality test after I left. And this personality test ranks like 50 of the most common business type jobs. And number one would be what you're good at. Number 50 would be like what you suck at. So number 48 out of 50 was accounting. So I'm like, son of a, you know, if I only knew. So you know what it is that God has created, I believe that we are created to do something specific. And it's my responsibility to find out who I really am. I know what my name is. I know what my height is and all that stuff. But who am I? What's my insides made out of? You know, I'm a high D personality with a medium I and everything else. The S and C is terrible. I don't like to keep notes. So I hire all that. I'm a mess.
Right, right.
I'm the William Wallace.
I'm a William Wallace.
Give me the sword. Don't talk to me about details, man. Give me concepts. Let's have meetings. Let's change the world. Get somebody else that's a high SIC to do the work that they love to do. So,
right. See,
I'm doing accounting work, which is not high D, high work. That's the exact opposite. So once you discover what your personality is, then you can be realistic. So even though you may have some friends that are making a lot of money in a certain area, you're like, oh, I'm going to go do this. You may sign up for a life of misery and sadness. So what I always tell people is my lesson learned in life is I found out who I was, and I matched, and I knew I wanted to help people because that was in my blood. And I really believe we're here to help people anyways. So the long and short of it is find out what you want to do, and then look for opportunities that match your, you have to find it. This isn't going to fall in your lap. You got to go out and find it. You know, so I talk to young people. This is the path to excellence. Discover who you are, know who you are, then look for opportunities to match your talents. And then, you know, you will, you're going to be great because you will find your path and you, if you keep your mind right. But yeah, so you have to do that first, David. Otherwise, you know, you can forget it because that, then it's play Russian roulette. You might be lucky. You may get the right job or you may, like most people in this world, yeah, choose the wrong job and can't wait till they get out of there. Do just enough to get by. A lot of people just do enough to get by because they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. Man, if you do what you love to do, you want to learn, you want to grow, you want to get better. You know, a lot of people don't do that. So I'm a big, big proponent of that that philosophy.
That's powerful stuff. I love it. Yeah, you have to have a clear target, right? You've got to know who you are, and then really everything else will unfold. So as we wrap up this conversation, I don't know what you would do, but I'm so inspired. Every time I talk to you, I feel like I just had a you know, a can of Jolt, of Red Bull.
So, appreciate it.
And I love that, man. So, you know, as we wrap this, you know, this call up, I know that you're a huge mindset guy. And what is one practice that you do either daily or weekly or whatever the case is to help you dial in your mindset? Because we're always pulled as entrepreneurs. We're always pulled. People are always demanding something from us. We're all, you know, they want our time or our expertise, whatever the case is. How do you keep your mindset in check and stay full so that you can continue to give?
Well, you know, that's a great question. There's no easy answer, but I'll tell you this much. And I'll tell you why it's not easy. First of all, you know, you have to feed your mind daily. So you do that, you know, through, I do that by reading my affirmations and then meditating on them. Meditation is mind blowing. I mean, when you start just focusing on an idea and God has created me great today. I am great. So what does that mean? That means that even though, hey, look, I may have made a bad mistake, I made a mistake. I lost a client or something, you know, terrible. You know what? I learned from that. So I'm a better. So now I start thinking, what is greatness, man? You know, great. So how does greatness apply to that? Greatness applies to that by me not allowing myself to be down on myself, to realize that I am great and that I'm also wired to make mistakes. So it's my job to keep my mindset focused on being great. And focused on getting up and dusting myself off and not throwing in the towel, not saying I'm a, you know, whatever, I'm a bum, I'm a loser. Look, you know, and so this is what, you know, when I start thinking, you know, when I start meditating, you know, and you think about, you know, your activities, you know, for the previous day, what did I do right? What did I do wrong? You know, so I go to the sense of urgency thought. And I myself, you know, I avoided this guy because I knew he was going to tee off on me, you know. So now I'm going to, you know, all that's going to do is get worse. So, I mean, you know, when I meditate, you know, I focus. Meditation helps me to focus. And really the key in life with mindset is focusing. We got so many things coming at us. Our left and our right and our right and our left. You know, you forget, oh, hey, look, I am great, I'm born great, I've got a sense of urgency. You forget about all these ideas because so much people screaming, people, you know, need stuff done now, people wanted the paperwork done yesterday, then you forget. So, you know, it's important to do the affirmations and meditation in the morning, but it's also important to refocus and to understand that you're going, you know, during the day, you have to constantly monitor, guard your mind. It's so easy, you know, so easy for me to you know, run so many Bruce Lee episodes in my mind where I'm kicking somebody's ass because he did me wrong, you know. So I got to like, oh, whoa, no. Okay, it happened. Get over it. Let's go. Move forward. What am I doing here? Why am I here? Help others. What's the most important thing? You know, it's really is you feed your mind. and then you just keep refocusing. Because our mind is, we have so many things, you know, if I just simplify it, which, because I love keeping things simple, is feed yourself and refocus. Feed it, refocus. And there's times when during the day when I get really worked up over something that went bad, or my mind's just quirky that day, I may flip my affirmations on up and pull over and just kind of go over them. And there's day, you know, there's good days and bad days, man. There's days when I'm not, you know, I'm not this, you know, flower child, everything's love, everything's peace, man, you know. There's days when, like, I, you know, no matter what's going on, I've got that guy that's happy. Then there's days where, like, man, I need to just, you know, I just need to take the rest of the afternoon and chill out, you know. I'm just too, you know, I'm so tired right now, I'm ready to, I might hit the next thing to walk through the door, you know, human, animal, whatever, you know. So I mean, it's just, you know, you just have to have a simple plan, you know, the simple plan. Think, you know, it's feed your mind, guard your mind, refocus, 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 refocus. At the end of the day, look at what you did. Be grateful. Be grateful for your wins. Correct your mistakes. And just keep it simple. And in the long run, that type of hard work right there is going to take you places. But yeah, if you're just mindlessly working without a purpose, you have no direction. Yeah, I mean, real estate is one of the best jobs to have, because you can work your ass off and make no money. There's probably no other job in the world where you can work really hard and make no money than real estate. If you're not purposely moving, if you're just, you know, answering calls, you don't know your direction you're going, you don't have a plan, you don't have a purpose, you don't have numbers that you're trying to hit, or scripts and all that kind of, so you have to have a, you know, you have to know what you're doing and know where you're going. But getting back, David, you have to control your mind, and you have to keep refocusing. If you do that, you're going to start going in the right direction, and you will find it. You know, and it is overwhelming, and there is a ton of it's information overload over there. You have to make a commitment to keep moving forward. And if you do that, you're going to be great. I guarantee it, man. You will be great. But you can't, you know, so many people, rah, rah, rah. You know, they listen to Tony Robbins or Grant Cardone or Gary Vee, whatever. And what they don't realize is those guys are there to amp you up, but they're not there to do the work for you. You still got to turn around the next day and the next day and the next day and the next day and do the work. And then you can use the Gary V's and the Cardones and all those guys to amp you up. But the foundation is your mindset and your grind. You get that, do that, you're going to be great.
Love it. Love it. So where can people find out more about you? What's your website? All that good stuff.
Yeah, sure. You can call me directly in my cell, 708-307-0777. That's 708-307-0777. Or if you want to, you know, see what I'm doing on my website, it's www.frankmontrohomes.com. So that's Frank, MONTRO, homes.com. You know, or you can email me, because, and I love telling my email, because I'm one of the last few people on the planet with an AOL account. So.
Oh yes, me too.
Okay, good. I do have a few Gmail accounts and another whatever, some other GoDaddy account, but I still, my go-to is MONTROF as in Frank, Montroff at AOL.com. I just can't seem to let go of it, man.
I love it.
I know. Now, wait a minute. I know I was one of the last guys with my BlackBerry. So I was one of the few people that I finally gave it in, and I've, ever since I've had these touch phones, you know, I'm good. But it took a while.
So are you an Android or an iPhone user?
I'm an Android. I'm a Samsung. Whatever the latest is, I buy it. So I got the Samsung, like, super large 9 Plus. Whatever that, you know, whatever
it's like,
it is. Whatever. It's like, you know, it's like a two steps down from a tablet. It's I think it's legally a phone. It's like borderline. I think it's still considered legally a phone, but you know, there's debates as far as whether it's a tablet. But yeah, I like some big, and I like, you know, and I like, you know, I'm comfortable with the Android. So I'm good with it. Ever since they've got all their different, what do you call it, programs and stuff on it, I just seem to work that a little better.
Frank Matro, it's always good to hear from you, man. Thank you for sharing your thoughts with us here on the Life Hacks for Entrepreneurs podcast, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, brother. Great talking with you, man. Take care and win the day, baby. Let's do
it. Yes, sir. Drive safe, buddy.
Hey, you've been listening to the Life Hacks for Entrepreneurs podcast, where we share practical life hacks to shape your best life and business in the least amount of time with your host, loss mitigation executive, entrepreneur, and nationally featured author and speaker, David Ubeda. Hey, life hackers, help us reach more people. We need your help. Stop by iTunes, give us a positive review and rating. Remember, our goal is to become the number one small business podcast on iTunes, so your feedback really does matter. Hey, for more great content like you found here on this podcast, make sure to visit davidubeda.com. Until next time, continue to grind, grow, and give.